Cheating is something that everyone goes through, but perhaps in the world of topics, it's like has a scarlet letter red all over it. Like, don't talk about it, don't do it. We've never done it. We don't want to hear about cheating. If you cheated, if you've been cheated on. But I want to talk about cheating. I have a knack for things that I'm not supposed to talk about. And the words fell into my head a second ago. It's 5 a.m. I am coming from, not coming from, but I'm awaking from, astral traveling, and I was out before, and so I'm here waiting for the sun, being graced with the sun in the morning. And I want to talk about cheating. Like I said, the words fell into my head of how you may not allow yourself to love someone in their entirety because you've been hurt before. And in a way, that is cheating. You're cheating someone out of the love that they deserve. And of course, we're going to talk about traditional cheating. Your significant other sleeping or flirting or talking to someone else. But let's just talk the minuscule, the little versions of cheating that are so global, that are so big, that impacts the many. So many people are getting cheated out of the love that they deserved, and therefore their self-confidence, their self-love, their self-respect depletes because they think that there's something wrong with them for not being loved in their entirety, not being showed off, not being told every 5 seconds, "Yo, I love you. Yo, you're beautiful. Yo, I can't believe I'm with you. Yo, like, I don't, what, you have a doubt of, in your mind that I don't like you? Let me tell you how much I love you." You know what I'm saying? And like, not that a man or a woman or your significant other or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not that, and I don't say whatever to be dismissive, but whatever meaning all of the masses, not to say that your partner has to yell and shout those things at you 24/7, but let's throw out the whole idea of love being something that's silent. Yo, love should be seen, love should be heard before you walk in the room. You could should feel the energy of love in the air, and if you don't, your love is dead. And I have a thing about people being in denial. I have a thing about life and maneuvering in denial, and I guess perhaps my subconscious is speaking, but yo, how dare you not love someone because you've been hurt before, because someone didn't appreciate your love before. You're cheating someone out of love. You're being cheated out of love because you were being cheated out of love, and the cycle continues. Excuse me, my Aries moon. Let me. Whew. I love getting passionate about things because the Aries moon just takes me on a trip, and I really feel it in the bones. But I think that's the thing about having an Aries moon or just having Aries placements in general. You feel it, you see it, you know what it is. You're gonna know that I love you. You're gonna like, it's not gonna be a doubt in your mind that I love you, that I care about you, that I want to be with you. I, as an Aries, I refuse to cheat you out of the love that you deserve, right? But not everyone's like that. And not allowing yourself to love someone in their entirety because someone didn't love you. How unfair is that? How unfair is it for you to inflict your baggage on someone else? And I'm talking about you in the same breath that I said everything happens for a reason, because the only thing that you can control is you. And that's a form of cheating as well. I hate that feeling, because it hurts just as bad in a different way, but just as bad. Because here I am, trusting you, holding your hand, loving you, thinking we're on the ride of our life, but you have 1 foot out the door, or you're trembling the whole time, you're holding back, you're holding your breath. And yo, I'm a plant. I need to be watered. I need to be nurtured. I need to grow. Our relationship needs to be alive. And that takes life, that takes breath, that takes watering, that takes showing and caring and tending to love. And if you're afraid of that, the plant will die. the love will die. Just as the love dies when you're in denial. When you see the signs and you decide, I'll be fine, you die a little in the inside. Because you realize the water is not being given to its full effect, but you're too scared to say, hey, what the fuck? To nip it in the bud. The thing about love and the thing about making love work is communication. Is saying, hey, I noticed this, what's going on? And I think a lot of the times people are just afraid to hear what they don't want to hear. But also, babe, you're walking with the shades on. You're not trying to see shit. You're not trying to hear shit. And so when the love dies and you're all confused and you're playing the victim and you're on the line like, oh my God, you're on Facebook, Twitter, tweeting men ain't shit. It's like, babe, you saw the signs. You have an opportunity. Yo. The thing about signs, you're on the roller coaster and there's signs popping up, nah, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, probably listen to a couple podcasts and you'll understand. But when signs pop up, you have an opportunity to address them, to read them, to have that conversation. But you can look at the other way and pretend like you didn't see the sign, and guess what? When the road work ahead comes up and you didn't read the sign, guess what? Your car is going to flip. It's going to fumble. Your tire is going to pop. You're going to be on side the road asking for help. Stop being in denial. Talk about it. It'll save you a lot of heartache, a heartbreak, whatever the fuck, in the long run. And it takes a mature woman, a mature person, a mature man to recognize and listen to their intuition and listen to their heart and listen to the signs and address them. You don't get feelings for no reason. Ain't nothing happening for no reason. It's all happening for a reason, so you have the opportunity to nip in the bud. And the thing about signs is it could be easily avoided if you just read it. You know, sometimes people show little things because they need to be talked to, because they need to be told the things that they need to be told, because those conversations need to be had. Listen, you know, I was thinking, I was like, yo, you know, I'm feeling some type of way about something, and I could ignore it. I can end it and just be like, yo, listen, I feel like, you know, you're not loving me the way that I should be loved, so figure out what you want to do. I could take that approach. I could cut the cord. I could run away, you know? I could take the left turn. Or I could sit down. I can have that conversation. I could be like, babe, listen, I feel like you're not loving me the way I should be loved because you're afraid of showing love because someone didn't love you when you love them in their entirety, you know? And I feel like that's very unfair to me. And I feel like if this is something that's going to continue to be, you know, the mainframe of our relationship, then I think I need to go. Because I deserve to be loved as I should be loved. As I deserve to be loved, because I didn't do nothing to you. I didn't cause this pain. I don't deserve to be cheated this way out of all of you, you know? And it takes a quick conversation, because this little avoidance right now could lead to turmoil in the long run. I'm deciding to read the sign. I'm deciding to not be in denial. I'm deciding to have that conversation, just as I'm telling you guys to do it as soon as you get the feeling. It could save you a whole trip. Could save your relationship, could save you everything, just by talking. And I know it's kind of been a little bit of a roller coaster ride. It's 6 a.m. now. I got in my Aries bag, but we're back down to earth, and if you stuck through it, I hope it was worth it for you. Yeah? Cheating, getting cheated out of something, you know? little scarlet letter that no one wants to talk about. But the thing is, talking saves you everything if you just take the time, have the patience. Yeah? All right. That's the podcast. I'll see you in the videos or in the next podcast. I told you guys in 2020 I'm being more consistent. All right. Bye.